This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny published a photo of himself in a Berlin hospital bed on Tuesday as he recovers from a nerve agent poisoning last month in Siberia. Surrounded by his family as he sat up in bed, Navalny said he was pleased to be able to breathe independently. I miss you all, Navalny wrote on a post on Instagram. I can still hardly do anything, but yesterday I could breathe all day on my own. It is the first publicly shared image of Navalny since he was airlifted to Berlin's Charité Hospital 2 days after becoming sick during a flight in Russia on August 20th. Navalny's spokeswoman confirmed shortly after the photo's posting that the 44-year-old plans to return to Russia. Germany, France, and Sweden have concluded that Navalny was poisoned with a Novichok nerve agent. That's a Soviet-era agent that Britain said was used on former Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter in Salisbury, England, 2 years ago. Western countries have requested an explanation from Moscow, which says the accusations that it was involved in the poisoning are unfounded. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said Tuesday that Moscow needs Germany to provide information about the case to clear up what happened. Peskov said Russian authorities cannot understand why French and Swedish laboratories were allowed to test Navalny's medical samples and Russia was not. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has accused the West of using Navalny's poisoning as an excuse to impose new sanctions on Moscow. Navalny's illness has further strained ties between Russia and the West. Relations deteriorated to a post-Cold War low after Russia annexed Crimea from Ukraine in 2014, and Skripal and his daughter were poisoned. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump hosted a signing ceremony at the White House Tuesday for the normalization of relations between Israel and the Arab states of the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain. In his remarks, President Trump said these visionary leaders will sign the first two peace deals between Israel and the Arab state in more than a quarter century. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, UAE Foreign Affairs Minister Abdullah bin Zayed, and Bahrain Foreign Minister Abdellatif bin Rashid Al Zayani signed the so-called Abraham Accords on the south lawn of the White House. Mr. Netanyahu said this peace will eventually expand to include other Arab states and ultimately can end the Arab-Israeli conflict once and for all. The Israel-UAE deal was initially reached on August 13th between Israel and the UAE, with Bahrain announcing last Friday that it will also formally recognize the Jewish state. The U.S. city of Louisville, Kentucky, has agreed to pay $12 million to the family of Breonna Taylor, a Black medical technician who was shot to death in her apartment in March during a no-knock police raid linked to a bungled drug investigation. The payment in the civil suit came as federal and state investigators continue to probe the circumstances surrounding the death of the 26-year-old Taylor and whether three police involved in the incident should be criminally charged. One of the three officers who fired the shots that killed Taylor has been dismissed from the city police department. The case has drawn national attention as part of the country's reckoning over race relations and police treatment of minorities. As part of the Louisville settlement, city officials agreed to various police reforms in an effort to prevent a repeat of the circumstances that led to Taylor's death. The city had already passed a law for Taylor, named for Taylor, banning use of no-knock warrants, which police often use in drug cases, for fear that evidence could be destroyed if they announced themselves. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says slow-moving Hurricane Sally, the latest storm to threaten the U.S. Gulf Coast, remains offshore, but is already bringing high winds, rain, and surf to the coastline. Forecasters say Sally should reach land near the Alabama-Mississippi state line by late Tuesday or early Wednesday, although they stress significant uncertainty as to where the storm's eye would make landfall. But they say Sally is moving more eastward than originally anticipated, sparing the city of New Orleans, which was devastated by Hurricanes Katrina and Rita in 2005. To keep up on this and all other stories, you can reach our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News.